I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. I'm styles to the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3 and D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
David, chill out, bro. I'm about to start. The intro just finished. It just finished, and now we're already live. We're 40 seconds into the podcast. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3 and D Signs in Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast, fantasy football league series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, check us out. Give us a look on Parler. Give us a look on Getter. Give us a look on Twitter, Truth Social, and also on Patreon. You can follow us there at, I will get to that. But this show is brought to you by Catering with Grace. Join the 3&D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League Discord server. Ask us about that. Reach out to me. Reach out to me anywhere you can find me. Donations can be made to the podcast official Cash App at RealDeal0423. For any questions or if you would like your comments to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsinsportspodcast@gmail.com. That's SAENZINsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page. You can also find us on Patreon, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, Getter at Signs and Sports Podcast, Truth Social at Designed I Gifted, Parler at Signs and Sports Podcast, Twitter at True DIG, and on Rumble at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast and at Designed I Gifted. What's going on? Okay, guys, we are in it. Enough of that. We are here on a special episode, week 8 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League episodic series. And we are here with Mr. Coastal Cards. We are here with a special guest friend of the show. What's going on, Coastal Card Game Shop, David?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Guys, we're going to talk about week 8. We're going to recap League 1. We're going to recap League 2. And we're going to recap the league. Guys, I just want to explain why we didn't have a podcast episode last week, and that was because, we lost a league member. Rest in peace to Team Bro Dog of the league. That is RJ Salinas, brother of Brandon Salinas. That's Envision Lawn Maintenance. So prayers up, shouts out to that. That just happened. That's the reason that we didn't have a podcast, last week, and I apologize. But we're back at it. We're going to get to it. Let's put that behind us and let's keep moving. David, you're in League One, are you not?
I am, yes.
Okay, so that's good. You're in League One. You're going to have to bear with us with League Two because you're not in League Two, but you down to go to League Two with us?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, and then we'll get to the league, the best league. You can hear me, right? Everything's good?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We can hear you too. Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about League One, and we're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about the Eastern Division, and we're going to talk about the Western Division. I'll take the Eastern Division, David, and I guess you can go through the West since that is kind of your stomping ground over there.
All right.
The Eastern Division, we have Star Gang, 5-3, Mary Williams. We have El Padrino, Terrence Pryor, 5-3. We have Team McDoubles, 4-4, Bert Arevalo. We have the Financial Smart Guy, 3-5, James Fritz. We have the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast trying to make a comeback. You see that, David? You see me? How many games have I won back to back? Oh, I've only won one, but yeah, I've only won one. I thought I was on the streak, but hey, we're trying to come back. We're trying to figure it out. And then we have Master Barber 44, the Financial Smart Guy, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, and Master Barber, all tied 3-5 in fourth place. That is the Eastern Division, Star Gang, El Padrino, Team McDoubles, Financial Smart Guy, Signs and Sports Podcast, Master Barber 44. And We're going to move over to the Western Division, and this is where Coastal Card Game Shop currently resides at 6-2. David, you want to talk about kind of just what the season has been like so far?
It's been pretty good, honestly. I'm actually been pretty surprised. My team's decently solid, but I just can't find a running back because it is hard out here.
Yeah, we are going to have to address a certain situation that is going on in the league that was brought to our attention. Guys, I don't know what we're going to do about position limits and the lineup. And because honestly, I just generically just started the league and hey, let's go, let's get it. I still need to work on the playoffs. I still haven't, the playoff format isn't set. So the top four teams, congratulations, but that's, you know, you're not going to be alone up there. So just preparing everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So like I said, we will talk about position limits. We don't want somebody gathering all positions and, you know, kind of just, for lack of a better term, hoarding the positions. So we will get to that. We'll discuss it. Me and the co-commissioners will have that discussion and we'll figure it out. But guys, we appreciate y'all for listening to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Series. This is episode 8, as we said. David, the rest of your division, you have Michael McMahon, who's tied with you at first at 6-2. You have Wreck-It Ralph Signs at 5-3. You have the money team, Mondo Ramos, whose auto lineup is kind of just running for him right now, and he's 4-4. That's crazy, but I forgot you're not in that group message, but he's like, I ain't even playing and I'm pretty good. he just said that recently.
I think I played him not too long ago. I think he had a dude on a buy and he just mentioned it.
Yeah, I think he had said he lost his password, so that's an auto lineup now. Hector Lopez, that's Team Mufasa, they're 2-6, and Team 45, Alex Zamora, 2-6, tied in fifth place. And that is the Western Division. Michael McMahon and David Carvajal tied for first. Ralph Sainz in third. Mondo Ramos in fourth. And Hector Lopez and Alex Zamora in fifth. That was the standings for League One. What we're going to do, David, is we're going to talk about the Week 8 matchups. And we're going to go through that. There's six of them. It should be pretty short. You know what I mean? Okay, so matchup number one, we have Hector Lopez versus the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Feel free to chime in anywhere you want, David. Feel free to comment on any player, on any matchup, whatever you want. I'm used to just doing this by myself, so you know, don't hesitate to assert yourself. Here we have Hector Lopez versus the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Hector Lopez 124.6, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast 155. Hector Lopez had Geno Smith with 19, Josh Jacobs with 7, Kenneth Walker III with 12, DeAndre Hopkins coming having his second consecutive big game like that. Did you see that?
I did, honestly. I'm like, it'd be interesting to see how he goes from here.
How surprised are you by that?
Honestly, I'm kind of surprised because he did pretty bad last year. He was kind of hurt a lot. Not his age finally caught up to him, but I guess not. Maybe he's back.
We did a tier, a wide receiver tier graphic, and DeAndre Hopkins was one of those that we didn't know what to do with. He was kind of in between. Check 1-2. He was kind of in between, and I didn't know where to put him because he was either going to be somebody who was living off of his name or he was going to come back, bounce back, and be DeAndre Hopkins. You know what I mean? And in the last 2 weeks, he's had 10 catches for 103 yards with 14 targets, and he's had 12 catches for 159 yards and a touchdown with 13 targets. That's 20 points, and that's 34 points. So DeAndre Hopkins, whoever sat on him for how long was he out? 8 weeks?
8 weeks, yeah.
I mean, whoever sat on him, man, it's starting to pay off. So, Team Hector had Curtis Samuel 10.9, Greg Dulcich 12.7, Eno Benjamin with 8.5, Philly's defense with 13, and Brett Maher with 7. That was Hector Lopez with 124. The 3 and D signs in sports podcast 155 with Dak Prescott, 25 points with 250 yards, 3 total touchdowns. Derrick Henry with 35.8, 219 yards, 2 touchdowns. Alvin Kamara with 42.8. He had, that was a huge game by Kamara too. 18, 62 and 1 rushing, and he had 9 catches, 10 targets, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns reception. Whoa. Is Alvin Kamara back?
I don't know. He might be back, but then what's helping him is Andy Dalton is actually playing pretty good.
Is Andy Dalton the quarterback right now?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
For Jameis Winston.
Jameis got benched?
Jameis got hurt.
Oh, Jameis got hurt. Okay.
He took the job and never gave him back.
Oh, okay. So Jameis is back already. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Well, we had Devontae Smith with 7.3. We had Michael Gallup with 8.9. We had TJ Hockenson with 11, who just got moved from Detroit to Minnesota. What do you think about that? Big change, not big change? Make a difference, not?
I think about the same. I think he'd probably be a little bit better just because now he has Kirk Cousins instead of Jared Goff. And to me, I think Kirk Cousins is better than Jared Goff. I know a lot of people might not think that because people hate Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to a better quarterback. Maybe not probably a better team too. So I think it'll just help him, honestly.
Definitely. We got Pat Freiermuth, 9.7. We got New England's defense, 8 points, and Cade York, 7 points. That was matchup number 1. Matchup number 2, we have Team 45 versus Team McDoubles. Team 45, Lamar Jackson, 21.8, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns. David Montgomery, 8.5. Raheem Mostert, 7.7. Cooper Kupp, still going strong with his year, 8 catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown, 23 points. Tyler Lockett, 15.3. Hayden Hurst, 8.2. Darnell Mooney, 12. Buffalo's defense, 4. And Evan McPherson, 0 points. Team 45 with 100 points. Team McDoubles, Kyler Murray, 24.6. Miles Sanders, 13.8. Latavius Murray, 12.9. Justin Jefferson, 15.8. Michael Pittman, 12.3. Irv Smith Jr., 6.8. A.J. Brown, 39.6 with the 6 catches, 156 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Did you see that?
I did, actually, yeah.
What do you think? I know that's a sore spot for you being a Titans fan, but what did you think about A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts' connection this week against Pittsburgh? Is it just Pittsburgh? Is it something sparking over there for Philly and that connection?
As much as it's me, I want to say they just got lucky because it's Pittsburgh. But, I don't know, I feel like there is a real connection there, but I hate to see it. I don't think it's going to last very much longer. I think there's going to be a trap game. They're going to lose. They might even lose 2. I see that. I thought they were going to lose to Houston. I really did, just because I thought it was a trap game. But I feel like they're probably going to split with Dallas. And it might be me biased, but I think Tennessee is probably going to beat them. Just because Tennessee is always that team that just fuck shit up for no reason.
Yeah, they play spoiler for no reason. AJ Brown, 39 points. Atlanta's defense, 3 points, and Brandon McManus, 3 points. That's Team McDoubles with 131, beating Team 45, 100. Matchup number 3 is the Falfurrias Money Team, 108 to King's Master Barber, 95. The Falfurrias Money Team had Jalen Hurts, 28.4, 285 yards, 4 touchdowns. Joe Mixon, 12.9. Cam Akers with 0. Who's that? Devontae Adams with 1.2. Mike Evans with 18.3. Zach Ertz with 13. Antonio Gibson with 20. Green Bay's defense, 5. And Matt Prater, 9 points. That was Falfurrias Money Team, 108. King's Master Barber, Josh Allen, 17. Najee Harris, 11. Who's that? Devin Singletary, 9.3. Jacoby Myers, 21. George Pickens, 0. Dude. My bad. George Pickens, 0. Tyler Higbee, 3.5. Jerry Jeudy, 8.3.
Tennessee's defense 11, and Greg Joseph with 3. That was the Falfurrias Money Team 108, King's Master Barber 95. Matchup number 4, we have coaching from the couch, Michael McMahon. I think he's tied with you, right, for first in y'all's division?
Yeah, now we're tied. He was leading me by half a game, and now we're tied.
Okay, well, I believe the financial smart guy got his first win this week against coaching from the couch, 146 to 124. So, David, you owe the financial smart guy a soda. You owe him something. Cash app him, you know. Coaching from the couch had Tua Tagovailoa with 30 points, 380 yards, 3 touchdowns. A.J. Dillon with 7. Saquon Barkley with 15. Jalen Waddle with 30. Cortland Sutton with 2. Mike Gesicki with 12. Donovan Peoples-Jones with 12. San Francisco's defense with 5. Ryan Succop with 10. That's coaching from the couch with 124. The financial smart guy, 146.7. That's Aaron Rodgers with 15. Leonard Fournette with 14. Damian Pierce with 14. Amon-Ra St. Brown with 13. Drake London, 7. Dalton Schultz, 13.4. Christian McCaffrey with a monster 40-point game. With his first game. That's his first game with San Fran?
Second game, but his first game, like, actually playing. The first game, he was on a pitch count, basically.
18 carries, 94 yards, 1 touchdown. And receiving, he had 8 catches, 9 targets, 55 yards, and a touchdown. San Francisco getting Christian McCaffrey. How deadly is that?
That's pretty good, just because I think they'd always had done running back by committee. And they had Wilson for a while, and then they traded him recently. So I think McCaffrey's probably going to help them, especially now that they have George Kittle and they have Debo. But I'm curious is Jimmy going to be like the guy going forward, or are they going to throw Trey Lance back in there?
That will be interesting to see for sure. Washington's defense with 7 points, Nick Folk with 21 points, 5 field goals made and 1 extra point. 21 points for a kicker, damn. Where do you see that at? The financial smart guy, 146. Coaching from the couch, 121. That was matchup number 4. Matchup number 5, we have Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph with 140. And Team Star Gang with 93. Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph had Jared Goff with 18. Travis Etienne with 25 points. Brian Robinson with 2. DJ Moore with a big 27.5. 6 catches, 150 yards, and a touchdown. Christian Kirk with 7. Dallas Goedert with 12. Tyreek Hill continuing his impressive campaign with 31. 12 catches, 188 yards. Baltimore's defense with 5. And Jason Myers, Seattle's kicker, with 11 points. That was Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph with 140. Team Star Gang, 93 points, had Joe Burrow, 13. Jonathan Taylor with 5.6, Aaron Jones with 19, Chris Godwin 13, Chris Olave 10, Mark Andrews 6, Adam Thielen 12, Cincinnati's defense 4, and Graham Gano with 8. That was matchup number 5, Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph 140, Team Star Gang 93. And the final matchup, and I think this might be game of the week, David, if I'm not mistaken.
Two
of the top teams going head to head, and it was definitely the most competitive matchup. So here we have Team Coastal Card Game Shop versus El Padrino. The final outcome was 151 points to 132 points. This was game of the week. Two of the top lineups in the league going head to head. David, do you have your lineup out?
I do, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go through Terrence Pryor's. I'm going to go through El Padrino's. And when I'm done, you can go ahead and talk to us about your lineup.
Alrighty.
We have El Padrino with 132 points. He had Tom Brady with 17. Dalvin Cook with 25. Make sure it's your week 8 matchup, David, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Dalvin Cook with 25, 100 yards and a touchdown. Nick Chubb with 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, 25. Stephon Diggs with 22 points, 6 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Who's that? T. Higgins, 13.9. George Kittle, 12. Deontay Johnson, 8.5. Denver's defense, 7. And Dan Carlson with 0. Man, that kicker not having anything really hurt him, but
100%.
Man, 25 points Dalvin Cook, 25 points Nick Chubb, and 22 points for Stephon Diggs. What a core, like, of your team. And then to have Tom Brady, El Padrino is doing good. He's rolling strong, and he has George Kittle. Come on. You must have been scared. I'm not going to lie.
His team, he has a lot of good players on the bench as well.
He has a lot of good players on the bench. We've never looked at anybody's bench, but his bench did go crazy, so let's just kind of give him his flowers. Kareem Hunt with 11, Brandon Ayuk with 20, Rondale Moore with 23.4, Allen Robinson with 10, James Robinson with 1, and Russell Wilson with 13. He does have some players down there. David, go ahead and tell us about your Week 8 matchup and how that went for you, and what it's looking like going forward.
I got Daniel Jones at 9. I got Tony Pollard at 1. He had 131 and 3 TDs. Then I had Deontay Foreman, and he had 118 and 3 TDs. Then I got CD at 18 points. I had Amari Cooper at 22 points. Taysom Hill at 8. Alec Pierce at 9.5. Dallas' defense at 10. And then Justin Tucker at 8.
The GOAT. Talk about who you had on bye and what your team looks like at full strength.
So on bye, I had Justin Herbert and Travis Kelce both on byes. I made the mistake of not playing Jamal Williams. That was on me. I should have put him instead of Alec Pierce. But going forward, I think my team looks pretty solid going forward, especially with Tony Pollard coming out of nowhere and really looking solid. If he can continue to like get touches and explode like that, I think I finally have a running back. And like that's the missing piece for my team, to be honest.
You said who was that? Who was that last one?
Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard can get going, and Dallas keeps giving him touches, and he keeps looking explosive. Like, I finally have found an RB1 that I've been looking for.
Oof, that could be a league winner. Mm-hmm. Do you have no RB1s?
Not really. I got a bunch of RB2s or people on the bubble. Like, I got Jamal Williams. He could be potentially... He's sharing touches with DeAndre Swift, but what we saw last week is he got more touches. Then I got Deontay Foreman. He's the quote-unquote RB1 in Carolina, but we don't know if he's going to be the dedicated starter or he's just going to be sharing touches with Chuba Hubbard.
I like this league a lot. I can't wait to get further into it and, like, you know, make it a little more detailed. Hopefully everybody in the league can come back next year, or at least the brass of what we got here. What I'm thinking is whoever does win the championship, I'm thinking I'm going to offer them a free spot in next year's league. Whoever wins the championship in each league is going to get a free spot. They won't have to pay, and they'll still be able to play for the $200.
That sounds good.
So, I mean, you know, cause I want people to come back, man. I want to build continuity, you know, like in these leagues. I want it to be something that we are in constant communication throughout the year, talking about fantasy football. And that's why I'm so heavy on the, everybody join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. It's completely free. Ask us how to join it on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. On the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page. You could also find us on Getter, True Social, comment on Rumble, find us on Twitter, True_DIG, anywhere that you can find us, Parler, and we'll be there. Ask us your questions, ask us, you know, anything you need. Hopefully we can keep it going, David. Like I said, sorry, I always break out into an ad spot in the middle of my conversation. It's necessary. Okay, so that was the final matchup. That was matchup number 6, game of the week. And the highest scoring lineup in the league was it was the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast with 155.9, and second highest scoring Coastal Card Game Shop with 151.2. Hey, we're coming, David. Dak Prescott's back, Derrick Henry's, you know, rolling, Alvin Kamara's back and he's rolling. The only thing is I need receivers because I don't have any receivers at all.
You might be able to see if Gallup can get going, Keenan Allen gets healthy, you might be okay.
Keenan Allen, man. God, you know who I traded for Keenan Allen?
Who?
Saquon Barkley.
Oof.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a setback after the bye, unfortunately. He said it
broke. Who, so, Saquon? I mean,
yeah, so he might be out a little bit longer than anticipated.
No.
Yeah, he said,
Saquon.
When I was watching, Keenan Allen said, after the bye, everybody thought he was going to come back good after the bye because he was on a pitch count before the bye. After, he said during training, he aggravated his hamstring again.
Oh, so, my gosh.
He had a flare-up, so he might be out a little longer.
You're talking about Keenan Allen, not Saquon Barkley. Damn it.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, yeah.
Man, Michael McMahon took my lunch. He took my money. He took everything when in that trade. I was like, you know, a wide receiver won, you know, for Saquon Barkley, who we don't know what's going to happen. I'm keeping Derrick Henry, keeping Alvin Kamara. I should have never, dude. I should have just stuck with it. I should have just stuck with it.
Keenan Allen's consistent. Saquon Barkley but, is not. That's
bro, Saquon Barkley's been a top three running back for the last 9 weeks, and Keenan Allen hasn't played a snap for me.
Yeah, I would have done the same exact
bad trade
just because I don't know what Saquon is. Saquon's kind of a question mark for me at least.
I know what
Keenan Allen is.
And I did not want to do it. I let everybody talk me into doing it. I'm not going to lie.
I would have done it. 9 times out of 10, I take that trade. Even knowing what I know now, I still do it just because, like, I still think Saquon's not going to last the whole season.
It's possible, but hopefully, and that's what I'm hoping for, is I've been able to float. I've been able to stay above water as best as I can and hopefully ring off a couple more with Derrick Henry, Dak, and Alvin Kamara. But it's going to be hard, you know what I mean? It's going to be hard if Keenan Allen can never get back, but if he does bounce back and turn into a wide receiver one, I should be all right, you know what I'm saying?
There's a whole half of a season left, and Justin Herbert is Justin Herbert. And when he gets all his weapons back, he's going to ball out, I think.
That's true. That's a fact. Okay, guys. that brings... Okay, guys. That brings a close to segment one, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, Fantasy Football League number one. David, we appreciate you for being here. Like you said, you're going to be here segment two? Mm-hmm. Okay, he's going to be... What?
I said, I'll be here.
That didn't sound very sure. I think he was like, what did I get myself into? Guys, we actually might be going, depending on how this goes, we could be possibly going for the record again of longest podcast in 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast history. But we'll figure it out. Cornfed's not going to be too happy if that's the case. But that brings a close to the first segment. Guys, We're not going to do a break today. We're not going to do a break. We're going straight, okay? Everybody, we're going straight. No breaks because we didn't get a podcast last week. I'll just air y'all out with my sponsorships during the podcast episode. You know what I mean? David, talk about Coastal Card Game Shop real quick before we move on to segment number two.
I haven't really done much, to be honest. I've kind of been taking a break just because college is kicking my ass and it's just been... It's been assignment after assignment, and I'm trying to get it done. But hopefully sometime within the break, I can start going again. I miss doing it, but I just got to try and finish this college, unfortunately.
Nah, for sure. It's a marathon, dude. You definitely got time, you know what I mean? especially if it's something like your career is the most important thing, and then this is like the job you're creating on the side. You definitely got time. Congratulations with school. You know, congratulations sticking it out. And I think you're a pretty good student. I would never say this in Discord, or I would never say this off air, but on air. Congratulations, dog. We're proud of you. We're gonna go into the second segment, and we're gonna talk about the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number two. And then we're going to talk about the standings, we're going to talk about the matchups, and then we're going to talk about the league. And I can't wait to talk about the league, man. That's my favorite league to talk about, I'm not going to lie.
Not this year, not for this year for me.
Hey, it's okay. I'm going to give you a little spanky next week, too, and then everything's going to be all right. It's going to feel like normal.
No, but yeah, let's get into it, guys.
All right, this is the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. The standings, we got the Eastern Division, we got the Western Division. I'm going to talk about the Eastern Division. We have Zeke and Destroy, 6-2. That's Jamal Gray. We got in first place alone. We got Cowboys for Life, Jeremy Caldwell, tied with John Stumpf, Team Stumpf, 5-3. We got in fourth place, tied Ball So Hard, Frank Stewart, 4-4. And we got the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 4-4. Guys, nope, never mind. Why do I keep thinking I'm streaking with all of my teams when it's in reality, it's only one team? That's on me. but it's because I've come back. I've come a long way, guys. I've come a long way. I was 1-4, 0-3 to start the year, and here I am, 4-4, 3-5. That 3-5 would escape me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. In sixth place in the East, we have Team Smithy GM. That's Christian Yermy. That is in the Eastern Division. Zeke and Destroy, 1. Cowboys for Life, 2. Team Stumpf, 2. Ball So Hard, 4. Signs in Sports, 4. Team Smithy GM, 6. In the Western Division, we got the Royal Family over here. Tied at first, we got Team Quater Tots, Herma Linda, and we got Los Salamanders, Trey Signs, the three to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. They are both tied at 5-3, sitting alone at number 1. We have the Fantasy God tied at number 3 with the Immaculate Collection. That is Bashir and that is Blake, 4-4. We have the Thunder Ducks, John Dilbeck, at 3-5, alone at 5th. And then we got Team Bo Gilreath, 2-6 at 6 in 6th place. That is the standings for the Eastern Division and the Western Division. We are going to talk about next the Week 8 matchups for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. David, just bear with me. There's not going to be a lot for you to input on because you're not involved in this league. You can't pull it up. Yeah, so just kind of bear with me, you know?
I got you.
First matchup, we had Team Quater Tots taking on the 3-4 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 143-131. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast taking the win. Tom Brady, 17 points. Saquon Barkley, 15 points. Mark Ingram, the second, 1 point. Stephon Diggs, 22 points. CeeDee Lamb, 18 points. George Kittle, 12 points. Dalton Schultz, 13 points. You see that, David? I ran my two tight end systems successfully, like I often do. I had George Kittle with 12.9, and I had Dalton Schultz with 13.4.
Honestly, that's a risky move, bro. I don't know about two tight ends. I don't know how I feel about that. It's always hard to pull off.
It is. This lineup is and it's odd too. This lineup, we discussed this lineup maybe about an hour before the draft, so that was on me completely. To everybody listening from the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2, I apologize. That was a rookie mistake on my end. I should have handled that a month prior to this. I should have had the playoff format set. But between having a baby, my baby, the podcast growing itself, and, you know, all these other things going on, it's been kind of a whirlwind. So bear with me, and I hope you guys continue to follow along as we grow and develop. But, two tight end system, bro. George Kittle, Dalton Schultz. Honestly, it's because I had – who did I have? Yeah, dude, no, I don't even have, like, Hunter – I mean, the Hunter Renfrow, Michael Gallup, Corey Davis, Romeo Doubs. This lineup, check it out, David. It's quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, flex, OP, defense, and kicker.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's basically a normal lineup, and then you add an OP to it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
So I kind of had no choice but to play the two tight end system because I didn't have anybody else. I think my other option would have been Curtis Samuel or Mac Jones. And they put up 10 points and 11 points.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, Curtis Samuel's hit and miss, to be honest with you.
for sure. Which, don't get me wrong, I've had to use him from time to time. He got me through, I think, one game where he kind of gave me like 13 points and gave me the edge. Or he lost it for me. I don't know. I don't remember. They're all blending at this point. But, yeah, let's go through it. Like I said, New England's defense, DeAndre Hopkins, 33, and Daniel Carlson with 0 points. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts, 28, Antonio Gibson's 20, Kareem Hunt, 11, Devontae Adams with 1. I think that's what lost her the game, obviously, right there. Did Devontae Adams get hurt, or what happened?
No, the Raiders had a terrible game. They put up 0. Remember that was a Derek Carr 1-point game?
Oh, yeah.
Derek Carr didn't do anything, yeah.
And say, did they forfeit?
That was like the first time in like 3 or 4 years, too, the offense got shut out
completely. Yeah, that might have been Derek Carr's
tire. Was that a defensive game?
Nope.
No.
Just a bad Raiders game.
So is that Derek Carr? Is that the offensive line? What's happening?
Nope. From what I hear, it's Josh McDaniels trying to basically force his style of offense on a team that's built to play smash mouth football. So he's trying to run a New England offense, or he's trying to get this team ready to run a New England offense. It's still built for John Gruden football, if that makes sense.
Which is like the fast receivers and...
Yeah, like the more West Coast, like high percentage completion type of game plan versus... We're going to give it to Josh Jacobs 30 times a game.
Because I was thinking Devontae Adams got hurt and Derek Carr got hurt because I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback put up 1 point.
It's a transition period, but it was also just a bad week. I think they even had a bad week last week, right, the Raiders?
They didn't play that great, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think they did.
They had like one good game 2 weeks ago against the Texans, and
Kind of sell off the clip.
Yeah, that's true. Terry McLaurin had 16 points. TJ Hawkinson had 11. Tyler Boyd had 12.8. Daniel Jones had 9. Philadelphia had 13. And Justin Tucker, the GOAT, had 8 points. That was the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 143 to Team Quater Tots, 131. That was matchup number 1. Matchup number 2. We have the San Antonio Thunder Ducks, 98.4. The St. Louis Ball So Hard, 161.4. St. Louis Ball So Hard had Jared Goff, 18 points. Derrick Henry, 35. Joe Mixon, 12.9. Brandon Ayuk, 20. Chase Claypool, 12. Kyle Pitts, 19. Miles Sanders, 13.8. Aaron Jones, 19.7. Washington's defense, 7, and Matt Gay, 2. San Antonio Thunder Ducks, 98.4. Andy Dalton, 17. Raheem Mostert, 7. Eno Benjamin, 8.5. Cooper Kupp, 22.9. Cortland Sutton, 2. Robert Tonyan, 8. Michael Carter, 10. Devontae Smith, 7. Tennessee's defense, 11. And Greg Joseph with 3. That was matchup number 2. San Antonio Thunder Ducks, 98. St. Louis Ball So Hard, 161. Matchup number 3, we have Los Salamanders, 137.2, and we have Cowboys for Life, 136.2, and this was matchup of the week. Hey, Trey, you want to pull up your app and pull up your matchup so you can talk about your lineup? I'm going to go through Cowboys for Life first. Okay, so Cowboys for Life, we got 136.2, Los Salamanders, 137. Cowboys for Life had Joe Burrow with 13, Nick Chubb with 25, Rex Burkhead with 1, Jerry Jeudy with 18, Jacoby Myers with 21, Dawson Knox with 9, Gabe Davis with 5.5, Dak Prescott with 25 with 250 yards and 3 touchdowns, Dallas's defense with 10 with a touchdown, a fumble recovery, and 29 points, and Brett Maher with 7. Cowboys for Life is really running that heavy Cowboys set.
Dak Prescott at OP, Dallas defense, and then Brett Maher at kicker. And he has Zeke on the bench waiting for him to come back. That's impressive. I don't mind that. I like that. Low Salamanders, 137.2. Trey, you want to go ahead and just talk about your lineup?
Yeah, my lineup was Kyler Murray with the 24-6. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor having an off day. I think he even hurt his ankle this game. He's coming off the ankle. And he had James Robinson, 1.7. A.J. Brown, 39.6, having himself a day. Six catches, 156, and three TDs. We got Chris Godwin at 13.5. Mark Andrews, little bust day, 6.3. Josh Jacobs, 7.4. Kirk Cousins, 23.4. Buffalo's defense, 4 points. And Jason Myers has 11 points.
I want to ask you the same thing I asked David about A.J. Brown. That 39.6, six catches, 156 yards, and three touchdowns. How many targets did he have? A.J. Brown's currently the fourth-ranked receiver in fantasy. He's had 25 points, 11.9, 19, 14, 6, 17, 39, and 15. What do you think about A.J. Brown in Philly with Jalen Hurts? Is that legit? Is it just the fact that they played Pittsburgh this week and, you know, what do you think about that?
It's definitely a little bit of that, but, I mean, he's clearly the number one receiver in Philly. Like, Devontae Smith is, he's cute, I'll put it that way. He's got his days, he's got his plays, but A.J. Brown is just that dude.
He's really a wide receiver one?
Oh, yeah. And he would be anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Titans really screwed the pooch on that one.
Yeah, we did. We did. Because look at the two guys we got to replace him. They're both injured on IR.
I was going to say.
And if you just had one of those guys on, if you just had one receiver, like one legit receiver, their offense, I think, wouldn't be so one dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Which, David, I mean, they ain't doing that for one dimensional. 1960s throwback team.
Yeah, you don't even got a quarterback to air it out. That's the thing.
Did they bench him or he's hurt?
He's hurt.
That's what I thought.
That's Burks.
That's why they said. That's why they said it's gonna be Derrick Henry versus the Houston Texans last game.
Hey.
Yeah, Burks is hurt. Kyler Phillips is hurt, and Ryan Tannehill hurt.
Ryan Tannehill got hurt. That's why Malik came in. I thought he got benched.
He should have been, but no.
Talk about the state of the Titans right now,
yeah,
David.
For sure, sir.
Honestly, I don't know what we're doing. We look like a hot mess. Honestly, we're in the same situation as Green Bay. We definitely got worse. Derrick Henry is still balling out, but we have no wide receiver. Everybody, the only name we know is Robert Woods, and everybody below that are undrafted players, which is not good. We have Austin Hooper, who just has not done anything. And then we got Ryan Tannehill, who's playing like Ryan Tannehill. And, like, that's basically it. And then, you know, Ryan Tannehill's playing like Ryan Tannehill, and he's not having a good season at all. And then you got Malik Willis, who looks very raw and not ready to go. So we're in a real pickle.
So
Ryan Tannehill is driving that bus like an angry bus driver.
So I want to go back to
little apples at Andrew.
I want to go back to the quarterback tiers list that we did on the podcast one time, because I said that I put Ryan Tannehill in the you could win a championship with this quarterback type of tier, and I strongly regret my decision, and I was wrong because you cannot win a championship with Ryan Tannehill. I don't think.
No, not but even then, the team. But then
again, but then again, y'all are busted. Y'all's team is super busted.
At the wide receiver position, yes, but well, and there's a lot of injuries on the defense.
Yeah. I was gonna say the whole line is pretty banged up too, ain't it?
Yeah, y'all are breaking right now.
Ben Jones, who's the Iron Man of that offensive line, is the only consistent right there. Where we Taylor went down.
So you have your cornerstone. Yeah.
Taylor's out. Then you have Nate Davis, which is our right guard, he's hurt. And then you have the rookie at left guard, you know, not good when you have a rookie in there. And then at right tackle, no, we have a rookie at right tackle, and at left guard we have the second year guy, Dylan, what's his name? Raddins. Like, he's kind of been a bust. He's starting at left guard. So you have
You got about less than half of your O-line.
Yeah, less than half. Yeah. The only proven piece is
and Derrick Henry is still eating, which is crazy.
Yeah, he got 2K with the practice squad O-line. You know, everybody forgets that though, but everybody was hurt that year too. Only Ben Jones is standing.
Definitely never heard that detail.
Yeah, only Ben Jones is standing.
So, before this conversation kind of goes even further, I'm pretty sure we're well on our way to breaking the record for longest podcast episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast history. So, Reese Forrest, I'm sorry. I know you didn't want us to break it, but we're almost an hour in already, and we still got the third segment to go. So, congratulations, boys. Trey, David, Coastal Card Game Shop, Notorious was on here earlier Notorious will be on in the third segment. So, yeah. Congratulations, guys. We were a part of history today. Let's go to the next matchup. The next matchup is Team Bo, our 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, Fantasy Football League Discord server moderator. He is our honorary moderator. Team Bo had 68 points, and Zeke and Destroy Jamal Gray had 135.16. Zeke and Destroy had, who is that, Dax Mills, or what's that dude's name? Davis Mills. Davis Mills with 8.8, David Montgomery 8.5, Ramondre Stevenson 21, Jalen Waddle with 30, Amon Ross St. Brown with 13.9, Hayden Hurst with 8.2, Najee Harris with 11.9, Lamar Jackson 21, Jacksonville's defense 5, and Jake Elliott with 8. Team Bo had 68 points with Josh Allen, 17, James Cook, 8.5, Cordarrelle Patterson, 0, Debo, 0, T. Higgins, 13.9, Pat Freiermuth, 9.7, DK Metcalf, 17.5, Jahan Dotson, 0, Los Angeles Rams, 1 point, and Evan McPherson, 0. So, Team Bo seems to be pretty inactive at the moment, but as we know, he just got married recently.
yeah, I was gonna say he mentioned a while back that he was had a lot going on back then.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, he Team Bo is engaged now. He is now married. So congratulations. We imagine you're busy. We imagine you're going through a lot. So. Yeah, congratulations on behalf of the 3&D family. That was Zeke and Destroy, 135-68 for Team Bo Gilreath. Matchup number 5, we have Fantasy God 150 and Team Smithy GM 120. That is Fantasy God Derek Carr 1 point, Dalvin Cook 25, Travis Etienne 25, Mike Evans 18, Michael Pittman 12, Tyler Conklin with 25.9, Kenneth Walker with 12, Damian Pierce with 14, San Francisco's defense with 5, and Ryan Succop with 10. And then we had Team Smithy GM with 120, Trevor Lawrence with 6.8, Alvin Kamara with 42, Devin Singletary with 9, Jamar Chase with 0, Keenan Allen on a bye, Zach Ertz 13.4, DJ Moore 27.5, Mike Williams on a bye, Tampa Bay's defense with 0, and Nick Folk with 21 points. That was Fantasy God 150, Team Smithy GM 120. And the final matchup is the Immaculate Collection, 147.24, Team Stump 100. The Immaculate Collection is Tua Tagovailoa with 29, Leonard Fournette with 14.8, Tony Pollard with 33.7, Justin Jefferson with 15.8, Tyler Lockett with 15, Taysom Hill with 8, Drake London with 7, Geno Smith with 19, and Pittsburgh's defense with negative 3, Cade York with 7. John Stumpf had Mitch Trubisky with 0, whoa, That's a crazy play. I didn't expect that one. Christian McCaffrey with 40. Cam Akers with 0. Tyreek Hill with 31. Deontay Johnson with 8.5. Travis Kelce on a bye. Hollywood Brown with 0. Darnell Mooney with 12. Green Bay with 5. And Brandon McManus with 3. A lot of people leaving people on bye here and there. So I don't know what that's about. I don't think he even has another backup tight end here. Yeah, he did. So I guess we'll see. John Stumpf is actually one of the leading teams in the league. So maybe he just took a week off or something. But that was the end of the matchups for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. Trey, we appreciate you for making a guest appearance. For everybody who doesn't know, that's a 3 to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Coastal Card Game Shop, David, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in for the entire episode. Thank you for tuning in again for segment 2. Trey won't be here for segment 3, but David, you're going to be here for segment 3. I'm sorry, my bad. David, you're going to be here?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, we're going to go into segment 3, and in segment 3, we're going to have Notorious Streams join us. But first things first, we're going to go into a break. And when we come out of the break, we will be joined by Notorious Streams. Coastal Card Game Shop will be back. We will talk about the league. And at the end of this episode, we will be playing a song by true artist JB, Sly Cooper. Y'all are going to want to hear it. Just stick around. When you come back from this break, we'll talk about the league in segment 3. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major, major, major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the People's Platform, America's Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Designed I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted. On Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast is rumble.com, and exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com you can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform and America's podcast. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need. Get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Lowe, Rye Lowe. Get at your boy Rye Lowe at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLowe361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat, you need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat. on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chotchwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chotch with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. All right, guys, welcome back. This is segment 3. We are going to talk about The League, the personal league of D.I.G., the D to the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. This is episode 8 of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast fantasy football league series. The newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast fantasy football league series on Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, we are going to talk about The League, and we got another guest with us. We got Mr. Notorious. We got brother of RM3. We got Notorious Dreams, Noe Diaz, the manager of Team Airing It Out. Noe, what's happening, bro? We appreciate you for joining us and making this thing a party.
Hey, what's going on? You know, not much. Just, you know, I've had a rough season at fantasy this year. trying to go on my third straight win, though. Made a trade a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like it's starting to work out for me. So let's see where it goes.
Can you talk about it real quick? Because we did mention the trade on the podcast.
Yeah. So some people might call me crazy, but all right, let me rewind real quick. You know, so I this is my first year in this league. It's kind of my own fault, but I didn't really pay attention to the roster, and you know, I didn't draft a QB right away, not knowing how important a QB. I just kind of thought like, oh, I'm gonna have two running backs that are gonna carry me. So I drafted Javonte Williams and Eckler. Problem is, Javonte Williams, well, we saw what was happening with Denver in the beginning of the season. Then he tore his ACL. So, like, my first running back or second running back, I don't even have him anymore. Eckler's been real nice. He might even be one of the best fantasy running backs right now. And then as far as quarterback, I kept Aaron Rodgers as a keeper because I'm like, okay, Aaron's always steady, consistent. So, and then I drafted Derek Carr, you know, and I thought Carr for sure – with Davante Adams, Waller, and Renfro, I mean, even Josh Jacobs in the backfield, you know, I thought for sure he would be a weapon. And I've been completely wrong. I've been completely wrong, actually, about him and Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, that's where I'm at. So I made a trade for a quarterback. The trade was Austin Eckler, Michael Thomas, and Dallas Goedert for Justin Herbert and T. Higgins. So I mean I caught a little bit slack for it, you know.
For sure.
I understand.
For Edgar's sure.
A monster, and you know, people might have thought I may have gone, you know, maybe gone and shafted out of that trade. But at the end of the day, I got a keeper because I'm going to keep Herbert. He's a top five QB, and he's been great for me. And I got T. Higgins, who is the number one receiver right now, with Jamar Chase being out. And even when Chase isn't out, he's still good. So I didn't get really shafted when you think about it. I gave him Michael Thomas. And this is my own opinion, right? You guys, everybody has their own opinion. Michael Thomas, he's out for the season. So it looks like I won a little bit on that one. Eckler, well, Eckler's still a baller. I can't replicate that. But Dallas Goedert, he's a hit or miss. He's consistent though. You're gonna get 8 points from him every time. So, I mean, really, what I gave up was Eckler, and you know, it is what it is. I did this to have a actual good quarterback in the league. So,
I saw
week 3 goes like.
I saw that you picked up Justin Fields.
Yeah, so let me talk. So, I, you know, as a Cowboys fan, you watch the Bears, and he looked good against the Bears, and against the Cowboys, and saw him last week. He looked really good. One thing I noticed is his rushing ability is really good. Might be, as a QB in the league, after Lamar Jackson, might be him. Because he looked really good out of pocket. I just saw potential in a lot of rushing yards and rushing TDs. Honestly, kind of like a Cam Newton. So I went ahead and went after the waivers and dropped Derek Carr. Unfortunately, I mean, maybe Derek Carr works on the end of the season, but I can't wait to the end of the season. So I went after Justin Fields, and we'll see where that goes. Hopefully, he can be QB2 for me. I throw him in at, what is it, offensive position or
OP?
What's the OP called?
It is OP.
Yeah.
Yeah, OP.
So, I picked up Fields with the thought, like, and, hey, not to mention, they got a good trade. What was it, Chris Claypool, right?
Oh, Claypool. Yep. Chase Claypool. Yeah,
dude, if anything, all that does is help out their whole team right there. So, that's a great pickup for them.
So
and for Fields.
So, Justin Fields, last 4 weeks, he's had 17 points, 18 points, 23 points, and 26 points. And in the last 3 weeks, he's had 88 yards rushing, 82 yards rushing and a touchdown, and 60 yards rushing and a touchdown. That's Justin Fields.
Yep. And if you want to put Derek Carr into perspective, he had 1 point last week. So.
There you go.
It was, and Aaron Rodgers, if he wasn't my keeper, honestly, I would have cut him or traded him by now. I'm starting not to believe in him. Maybe, you know, R-E-L-A-X.
Right? Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. So hopefully he does something, but God.
Relax. The thing about A-Rod is he knows how to ball out in the snow, and it's about to start snowing. So that being said, y'all might want to look at Romeo Doubs, or, you know, maybe a Robert Tonyan or A.J. Dillon, or, you know, start looking at those Packers pieces, even though they haven't been the best. We all know in the second half of the season that's when Green Bay turns up. Okay, so, yeah, David, let's talk about the Eastern, let's talk about the Western, and let's talk about, we're going to talk about Candyland, we're going to talk about Boomtown. Candyland. Okay, so Candyland is the Eastern Division, as we all know. We got Team Quater Tots 6-2. We got Geno don't ride back 5-3. We got Coastal Card Game Shop 4-4, and we got the Noe Diaz Brothers 3-5 Penalty Boys and Airing It Out 2-6. David, talk about your standing in your division and how you feel going forward, being two games back.
Honestly, I'm not prepared. I feel like this team is definitely struggling compared to my other team. Trying to stick things together. I have no quarterback anymore because I made the unfortunate decision to take Tom Brady. And we all know how that's going. He's looking real not Tom Brady this year. So I'm rolling with Taylor Heineke. You know, we're using him as a goat. I mean, I'm basically barely hanging in there. Luckily, I'm in a bad division. Two games out. But, I mean, this team's looking pretty bad. I got Derrick Henry, but that's about all I got. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hey, Derek Carr's on the waiver.
if you need 1 point. No. Okay, so between both of you guys, if anything, David, you can answer first. Noe, you can answer second. How do you guys feel about your chances of getting to the playoffs in your division, or do you think your year is over?
I think I got a shot at the playoffs, maybe, depending if when Deshaun maybe comes back. If he has one good game, maybe I can trade him to somebody for something good. And then, I mean, I have depth, but it just depends because everyone's hurt. Because I got four people on bye. Zeke is hurt. Mike Williams is hurt. I'm hoping Romeo Doubs can do something. But we're out here putting things together with band-aids. We got no quarterback.
Noe? 15% chance to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. It all depends on this week, and unfortunately, I'm facing a powerhouse. Team Quater Tots is projected 130 plus. So,
oh my god!
I need this week to go my way big time. If I win this week, I think I have a chance for playoffs because I'm 3-6. That's not bad. I've gone to the playoffs at 7-6. So you gotta make a little run, but if I lose this week, chances are we just gotta go and, you know, I'm gonna fight out the rest of it. I know if I lose this week, I'm probably not making it, but I'm still gonna fight, you know, because I want to take some other people out of ranking. So, and I got a team that's starting to get better. I picked up really good waivers. Kenneth Walker, the tight end from Pittsburgh. I don't know who dropped him, but not crazy. And then obviously Herbert trade with T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle. So my team is good. It's just it took too long.
Definitely, definitely. And it looks like your brother's on a four game losing streak, and you're on a 2-game winning streak. So if anything, it looks like you guys might be swapping places soon. Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then David over there, I mean, he just talked about his team struggles and how he doesn't know what's going to happen with him. If he drops a couple, then you could get yourself in there. So, as we all know, we have a 8-person playoffs? 7-person playoffs? 7-person. No.
I think it's 8.
8-person?
Yeah, I think it's 8.
Let me see. I'll check right now. Playoff bracket, we have 6 people. We have team 1 and team 2 with the bye, and then we have the wild card weekend, week 1. Okay.
Oh man, 6 teams. I'm gonna be pushing, baby.
Oh yeah. We're
gonna
win this cup. Let's go. So, let's move on to the Western Division. This is what we call Boomtown, because to start the year, I think everybody in this division had, I think, maybe one loss was like the total amount of losses. This is Team DIG 6-2. Cup yours, Brandon Salinas 5-3. Strange Animals has taken quite a slide over here too, with three losses in a row. Strange Animals 3-5. RIP Team Bro Dog. Forever will be mortalized in this league. He is going auto for the rest of the year, 3-5. And Team No Fines Please, Joaquin Ramirez 3-5. This league, everybody's kind of a little more crunched in the middle. It's looking like those 3-5 marks are really making our division look bad over here. That many 3-5s, I'm not liking it. We need at least 1-4-4.
Bro, Jackie's taking a dip, that's why.
Jackie's taking a huge dip.
Well, Jackie's problem, unfortunately, he drafted a little too much on the Colts side. And
rookie.
It's been a little rough. You know, Michael Pittman hasn't had the year he wanted. Could be because of quarterback play, you know, not good. Jonathan Taylor out, so.
Jonathan Taylor hasn't been good either.
He drafted Matt Ryan kind of in the middle of the draft too, which I don't know if I would have done.
To be fair, you can't blame him too much on some of those Colts picks. You never want to draft your team's team, right? But you can't blame him too much. Like JT, I mean, he even had TJ Watt, who had a great week one, then got injured.
But yeah,
he ran into some unfortunate. I think this year's been crazy, right? Like the whole parody in the NFL, it's shown this year. Tom Brady's not Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Matt Ryan. There's just a lot of different pieces this year that people are having really good seasons this year in fantasy or really bad.
Yeah. Russ was not doing very good either.
Russ, yeah, like it's just I think there was a lot of a lot of events this year that nobody could have predicted.
I agree. There has been a lot of change in the landscape of what the NFL is and who the stars are, and especially in fantasy football. But we're figuring it out. We're overcoming, adapting, and things will shake out how they may. But let's get into the matchups. What do y'all think?
I think my matchup is super important. If I lose, I might be done. Be honest.
Okay, well, let's talk
about David on the verge of those.
Yeah, you and David are going to be fighting for that 6th spot for sure.
Yeah.
So, what happened? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I know I need to win this week, but I have such a bad matchup for a week. I need to win. One, I have guys on bye weeks. And two, I'm facing arguably one of the best. It might even be the best roster. I don't know. In fantasy football in our league. So, oh my God, it's like the worst matchup for me because I need a win. Some of my star players are on byes. And I'm facing a tough roster. Who, Jalen Hurts put up 20 points already. And her defense, which I think was the Eagles as well, put up 8 points. So I'm like, dude, I'm already 10 steps behind. I got a bad roster. Got my best players are on byes. I'm like, man, and I got to win this week. So let's pray.
Yeah, that's all we could do.
The score could be 130 to 70 by the end of this week.
Hey, good luck, big dog, because
We all know it's been a rough year. Let's get into the week 8 matchups from last week. The first one we have was Team DIG and Team Bro Dog, 180-60. Lamar Jackson 21, Saquon 15, CD Lamb 18. DeAndre Hopkins coming back with the big 35-point game. Kyle Pitts actually having a game, 5 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown for 19. Alvin Kamara with his 42.8. Zach Franklin, 9 tackles, 9 points. New England's defense, 8 points. And Jason Myers, 11 points. And Team Bro Dog had Mac Jones with 11. Jamar Chase was out. Clyde Edwards-Helaire on a bye. Guys, as we all know, we mentioned this already, so we're just going to go through the lineup. Amari Cooper, 22 points. Gerald Everett on a bye. Joe Burrow, 13 points. CJ Mosley, 14 points. Vegas' defense, -1. And Dan Carlson, 0 points. That was Team Bro Dog, 60 points. Team DIG, 180. It really sucks that my best performance came that week. That was not cool. But shout out, you know, RIP, RJ. Next matchup we got, matchup number 2, we have Team Airing It Out versus Penalty Boys. This was a battle of the Diazes. Noe, by any chance, do you have your lineup pulled up?
Yeah, I got it pulled up from that week, right?
Yeah, from week 8.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go through your brother's lineup, and I'll give you the spot to get yours. Okay, so this one we had Team Airing It Out 101 and Penalty Boys 81.8. Penalty Boys started at Sam Ehlinger, 7.5 points. Joe Mixon, 12.9. Amon Ross St. Brown, 13. Chris Godwin, 13. Noah Fant, 3. Damian Pierce, 14. His linebacker had 3 points. San Francisco's defense, 5 points. And Jason Sanders with 8 points. That was Penalty Boys with 81 points. Noe, you can go ahead and take your roster.
At QB, we had Derek Carr with a whopping 1 point. Raheem Mostert, 7.7. Jalen Waddle with a 30.6. T. Higgins with 13.9. I don't know how to say this. Pittsburgh's tight end. I have no idea. But yeah,
Briar Muth. 10.
Yep. Kenneth Walker, 12.2. Edwards, the Philly linebacker, I think it's like TJ Edwards or something like that. He got 14. Atlanta, I don't know. Why did I start Atlanta? Anyway, 3 points. Oh, it's because they're playing the Panthers. And then Gano at kicking, 8 points.
Talk about Jalen Waddle's 30-point game and tell everybody what he's done throughout the season, because he's still going strong, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to lie, when I drafted him, I was a little iffy only because I knew Hill was over there. I knew Waddle's good. Don't get me wrong. But I knew Hill was over there, and I just kind of thought Hill would shark a lot of his touches, but that has not been the case. If anything, Waddle actually has more yards. Hill has more receptions, though. You know, Waddle's probably – I don't even know if there's a better deep threat than him. Hill is probably the second best, but most of his receptions come from, you know, sideline to sideline. So, you know, when I drafted him, I was a little iffy, but Tua's been great, by the way, so – Tua's been a great quarterback. It's only when Tua's not in where Waddle hasn't had his best week. So I'll go down some of his recent games. You know, week 1, he had 17 points. Week 2, he had 41. Week 3, he had 15. And then the next 2 weeks is when Tua got hurt, when he, you know, with the whole concussion. He only had 5 points the next 2 weeks. So 5 points in week 4, 5 points in week 5. And then Tua comes back, he's at 16, he's at 12, and now 30. So he's double digits, I mean, and high double digits every time Tua's in.
That's okay.
He's great, 100, you know, deep threat. He's a touchdown threat too, so.
And he's the number 6th ranked receiver on the league this year. Honestly, I thought his numbers were going to be a little more impressive. Like, I thought he was going to have a couple more 20-point games. But I guess this 30-point game and that 140-point game have really put him over.
Yeah, and not to mention, I mean, when you got Tyreek Hill on the team, let's be honest, Tyreek Hill's the guy on that receiving roster.
Yeah.
No, you know, nothing to Waddle, but Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill. So, you know, some in the fourth quarter when you're looking for a guy, you're looking for Hill. So he's going to lose some of those touches, which I thought I was a little iffy when drafting Waddle. I was like, you know what? He was great last year. He was a 1,000-yard receiver his rookie season. So yeah, let's give it a shot.
For sure. That was matchup number two. Matchup number three, we have Cup Yours versus Team Strange Animals, which I think, oh, nope. I was going to say, I think that might be game of the week, but it's actually the next one. So we will not mention that until, yeah. Matchup number three, we have Cup Yours, 131 points. Strange Animals, 122. Cup Yours had Tua Tagovailoa with 30 points. Jamal Williams with 22. Cooper Kupp with 22.9. Tyler Boyd with 13. Dallas Goedert with 12. Andy Dalton with 17. Devin Lloyd with 5 tackles, 5 points. Carolina's defense with 2. And Brett Maher with 7. Strange Animals, we had 122 points. Kyler Murray with 24. Ramondre Stevenson with 21. Justin Jefferson with 15. Devontae Smith with 7. Zach Ertz with 13. Dak Prescott with 25. Jordan Brooks with 5 points. Dallas's defense with 10. And Evan McPherson with 0. Noe, this is where... David, we'll get back to you. Your team is coming up next. Noe, I want to talk about Cup Yours because this is a team that you made the trade with. You want to go over the players that you gave away and just see how they're doing real quick? You said...
Yeah. So, it hurt. I mean, I almost kind of even doubted myself when I accepted the trade in a way. Just because I knew Eckler. When I drafted Eckler, I knew how good he would be. He didn't start off the season super, super hot, but he's been hot, you know. Yeah, Eckler's going to get his touches, so I knew when I traded him, I kind of even thought to myself, man, did I make a bad trade? But here, let's go over his roster and look at how great, I guess, my players that I've sent to him. Well, for one, he's not going to be able to use Waller. Michael Thomas. He's out for the season, but he's 0. Let's see. Wow, he didn't even start. He was on a bye, but Eckler. We'll go over some of his recent points. So, it's crazy. The first 3 weeks, he was good but average. But the last 4 weeks, man, he's off the charts. All 30-point games and 124-point game. Let me see. He's averaging 21 points a game right now, and he's ranked number one in fantasy as a running back. So, he may have won in that department 100%, but now he's looking for a QB. Who is he trying to? No, a receiver. He's looking for a receiver, just so you know, because he sent me like 5 different trades this week, and they're all for Jalen Waddle.
Oof.
So, I know he's looking for a receiver. Ooh. He wants Waddle, but hey, I didn't see nothing. I can't trade Waddle because he's just too much of a playmaker. So I just didn't. The problem for me is like I might be out of the playoffs, but I'm not trying to help anyone else anymore.
Yeah, so, for sure. David, do you have your app pulled up?
David. Again, Goddard had a pretty good game. He had 10. Oh no, this is this week. He had a huge game against Houston. That was Thursday night football. But he had 24 this week.
Oh wow!
Last week he had 12. The week before he had 4. Then he had 17, 12, 11, 9. I mean, he's been pretty. You could look. Yeah, it says he's ranked number 3. So you could say he's already averaging 13. You could arguably say he's probably one of the better fantasy tight ends. So he may have won in that department too. I mean.
And
at the end of the day, I was looking for a keeper, a QB. So that was my goal, for me to have a keeper at QB.
Yeah, and then having somebody like Justin Herbert, who is most likely going to be an MVP sooner or later.
Yeah, for sure. And like Herbert, if it was another QB, you know what I mean, I wouldn't have cared so much to trade for. But knowing who Herbert is and what he's done and still doing – I had all my QBs haven't even gone over freaking 10 points for most of the season. So as soon as I saw Herbert, I'm like, that's my keeper. It sucks because I'm gonna lose Waddle. That's a guy I don't really want to lose. There's a lot of players on my roster I'm gonna lose. You know, you keep one keeper though, that's it. So yep. I'm gonna keep my boy Herbert. That was what the trade was for. That's the whole reason I lost Eckler. I don't know if Eckler can keep it up next year. You know, because he gets a lot of touches. I think he's a smaller guy. I think at some point his body's going to break down a little bit on him. I'm not saying he's going to suck, but you know, maybe he's not getting 30-point games every time.
Yeah.
And he's not even keeping Eckler anyway. You know he's going to keep Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's guaranteed.
So Eckler will be in free agency again next year. So I didn't lose too much. I got my keeper, and that's really what mattered.
Yeah, that's true. David, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to go over the next matchup, and then we're going to get to your matchup last. So go ahead and pull up your app. Make sure your Week 8 matchup is out, and we will get to that right after this this matchup. We have Team Quater Tots versus Team No Fines Please. This was Game of the Week, 119-115. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 28, Josh Jacobs with 7, Stephon Diggs with 22, Terry McLaurin with 16.6, Mark Andrews with 6, Jonathan Taylor with 5.6, and their linebacker with 9, Philly's defense 13, and their kicker with 10. Team No Fines Please with 115 had Josh Allen with 17, Najee Harris with 11, Michael Pittman with 12, Jacoby Myers with 22, TJ Hawkinson with 11, Marcus Mariota with 22. That's how you know Jackie's active right there, right? playing Marcus Mariota. He's still trying. his linebacker with 12 points, Indianapolis defense with 4 points, and Matt Gay with 2 points. That was matchup number 4 in the league. That is game of the week. And then we have, finally, matchup number 5, the final matchup, probably matchup in the week of the week on paper, because that one and Cup Yours versus Strange Animals were probably the two matchups to watch this week. King Henry the 5th TD 108 and Gino Don't Write Back 123. David, go ahead and talk about both of these and just go over this matchup. You can talk. So, you can talk about JT. Talk shit if you need to or whatever.
JT is. I mean, I had a lead for a little bit, but once I saw what was going on, nah, I knew he was gonna win. He has Geno Smith, Leonard Fournette. He has Gabe Davis, Tyreek Hill, Hayden Hurst, Nick Chubb, and then he got Roquan Smith, the Jets, and then Brendan McManus. Me, I went on the more daring side, and it kind of messed me up towards the end. I went with Malik. I believed, and I didn't pay off. I had Derrick Henry with 35 points, Vontae Adams with 1 point, Drake London with 7, George Kittle with 12, Taylor Heineke with 22, David Long with 8, Tennessee defense, and then I had Justin Tucker 8.
Justin Tucker, the GOAT. Gino Don't Write Back had 123. King Henry the 5th TD had 108. That's a good name, by the way. I like that. Gino Smith 19 for Gino Don't Write Back. Leonard Fournette with 14.8. Gabe Davis with 6.5. Tyreek Hill with 31. Hayden Hurst with 8. Nick Chubb with 25. Roquan Smith with 5. New York's defense with 10. And Brandon McManus with 3. And then we all heard King Henry the 5th. Guys, that brings a close to the league, the matchups. JT, shout out, because I know you're listening. Guys, I appreciate you guys for coming on. One thing I didn't tell everybody is at the end of this episode, we do have, I did want to show you guys a song. My boy of the Realest Underground Entertainment, JB, didn't just put it out, but one of his singles is nearing 2,500 plays on YouTube. So we're going to put that song out on here, and we're going to let you guys listen to it because it's a banger. It's a classic. And, you know, hopefully we catch you guys on the next episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Series. The newest and most exciting Fantasy Football League Series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you by Catering with Grace. Guys, you guys want to say anything before we sign out?
No, that's pretty much it.
Noe? No. All right, guys, we appreciate it. That was Noe saying he was signing out. Coastal Card Game Shop, David, we appreciate you. Congratulations on the success in school, on your future career, and on your lame squads on fantasy football. guys, we will talk to you guys on episode 9. And this is Sly Cooper by The Realest Underground Entertainment's JB.
I've been stuck up in my ways, smoking more to keep me high. Popping pills like every day, make me feel like I'm alright. Yeah. Shit, I've seen them traumatized. Yeah. Slowly losing all my mind. Yeah. Keep composure with the drugs. Told a shuttle for the lights. Yeah, even telling me her problems. I ain't trying to fall in love. She only happy whenever we fucking. I'm only sober when I'm waking up. Yeah, shawty just another dub. Yeah, I'ma hit and I'ma run. Tell me that she hates what I've become. Oh, I can never be the one. Baby, way too caught up in the matrix. Pull up, they know me when they smell the fragrance. Say she love me, but I don't do relations. Still gon' pull up when I send a location. We don't be fucking with who writing statements. All my homies on parole or probation. Ocean dry, just me and Slim in a spaceship. Take the A to the face, leave me faceless.
Please don't lie to me and tell me you love me, cause that ain't the truth.
That ain't the truth.
Please don't tell me that I'm different, I know it. I'm different from you.
I'm different from you.
Please don't tell me that you miss me. I ain't missing you.
I ain't missing you.
Saying that your man's not a smart shooter, I just need me a belly like Sly Cooper. Please don't lie to me and tell me you love me, cause that ain't the truth. Please don't tell me that I'm different, I know it, I'm different from you. Please don't tell me that you miss me, I ain't missing you. Saying that your man's not a smart shooter, I just need me a belly like Sly Cooper.
You can give me all the blame, I ain't saying that you're wrong. I've been saying that it's my fault. I'm the one who said I'm done, yeah. I ain't good at showing love, cause I ain't never done it right. Use the drugs to keep me numb, just the way I'm living life, yeah. I've been feeling like I'm falling, I can't ever touch the ground. Say she hate me cause I don't show emotion. I've been heartless, you can figure it out, yeah. I've been stuck up in my ways. Zanny's got me in the days. I know that you saying I should stay, but I'm too busy getting paid. Tell me something that you do something different. Say you love me, then I tell you you tripping. Now you know I've been keeping my distance. I'm just saying I ain't trying to kick it. I'm just calling, trying to get through the day. I got problems that I won't give away. Really, I ain't got too much left to say. Pop this pill and I forget your name, yeah.
Please don't lie to me and tell me you love me, cause that ain't the truth.
That ain't the truth.
Please don't tell me that I'm different, I know it, I'm different from you.
I'm different from you.
Please don't tell me that you miss me, I ain't missing you. Saying that your man's not a smart shooter, just need me a belly like Sly Cooper.
Like Sly Cooper.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The Realest Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.